Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Then Jarvis Green Ellis is the lone running back. Tight end on the left wing. Brady on first down from his own 6-yard line. Long count by Brady. Hand off to Nolan. Back to throw. Brady rolls to his right a little bit. Fires down the field. And it will be incomplete.
Threw that away.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. They're going to call intentional grounding.
Intentional grounding?
Hold on.
Intentional grounding.
Oh, my God.
The 12.
Yeah, it's I said he threw it away.
That
looked
penalty
like it, but
results in safety.
Billy O'Brien is on fire right now.
Intentional grounding called on Tom Brady. And that results in a safety as he threw it from the end zone.
That was such a weird play. Brady's intentional grounding in the Super Bowl against the Giants.
Started the game with it.
Yeah, first score of the game. A safety. Zoe on the sidelines of that one.
I was 3 feet from Billy O'Brien, and man, did he get him. He went nuts.
He was hot.
Oh. Well, I mean, the big thing was it was a clear throwaway by Brady. He didn't like what he saw, and he threw it away. He wasn't being sacked. See, they should alter that rule. Like, if you're under duress and you're in the pocket, and you're getting crunched, you're going down, and you just throw it to an open space, that's grounding. You're trying to get rid of it as you're going down. There wasn't any threat of him going down. It was just a clear, deliberate throwaway. Not near anybody, but I understand that's technically grounding.
I
think that rule should be altered. You know, how do you think it looks? You watched Baker Mayfield the other night. It looks like he was getting killed, just chucking it, trying to get it to open spaces.
You wanted to hear the Manning to Manningham completion, didn't you?
Oh, the Mario Manningham one. I was about 10 feet from this catch.
Well, why don't we hear the one before that?
Okay.
The play before that, the Patriots offense.
Back. Second down and 11 for the Patriots at the Giant 44. Brady in a shotgun of an empty backfield, three receivers near side right, two to the far side left. Brady calling signals, takes the snap, has protection, goes to the left with it. It is cold dropped. Had it at the 20-yard line of the Giants. Welker could not hang on.
Ah! Way to go, Welker.
He didn't call it an overthrow.
That's his legacy here.
Wasn't Welker's fault.
Not brutal.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, listen, stop it.
How many catches did that guy make of
that
type of throw?
Of that type? Very few, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? They're touched?
Oh, yeah, really? There. You want to discuss this again? Was that Welker's wheelhouse up there?
No.
No.
He never had to make a lot of catches like that.
No. How many catches did Welker make like that? Very, very few. You know the answer to that. Was it down on his shoelaces where he caught most of them throughout
back.
His career? Right.
Up and back.
Perfect. Oh,
he leads him up into safety. He gets
perfect
head
throw,
taken
huh?
off.
Perfect throw.
Oh, no.
Oh, not a perfect
no,
throw.
No, we've debated this.
Well, he could not throw the ball and catch it.
Stop it.
What did she say?
He could not throw the ball and catch it.
Not a perfect throw, but not a bad throw. Let's not make it out to be a bad throw. It wasn't a bad throw.
Hernandez missed one worse than that.
It's one of those plays that's going to be debated, though. Was it the throw or was it the catch?
And that's something.
For years and years.
Aaron Hernandez had a touchdown in that game.
You got to catch that ball. You got to catch that ball.
Does Edelman catch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Don't even ask that.
He does. Edelman catches that ball. He absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. That's why Edelman is a Super Bowl MVP.
I go more drop than bad throw on that. That's not protecting the quarterback.
Oh, I'd give that, if you want to break up the ratio of blame, like 75-25.
I'm with you.
80-20. 80 on the catch, 20 on the throw.
I think he makes that catch next 9 times he tries it.
Makes that catch. You're an NFL receiver. If you are a receiver in the NFL and you are able to turn yourself back to the ball and you really don't have a defender on you, I mean, in the vicinity, but not draping you. I mean, there wasn't a defender within 4 or 5 yards of him. There are 3 guys in the area, but no one on him. And you turn yourself back to the line of scrimmage and you put 2 hands on the football. You're in the NFL. You have to make the catch.
4 drop passes four drop passes on that drive. Deion Branch dropped 2 after that, and Aaron Hernandez dropped 1 that he had no business dropping. But everybody wants to blame Welker.
Well, yeah, because
that losing the Super Bowl.
That catch would have sealed the game. That's why.
It's crazy how many things happen in these games between these two teams. Going back and looking, it's crazy.
He was such a great player here for so long.
Oh, no, Wes was great.
And that play is going to define him here for basically ever.
The last thing you remember.
It sucks. Yeah. It sucks for him, but that one lives on. Sorry, Wes. Catch the ball. All right, here's the Manningham catch and throw, which is just a ridiculous throw by Eli Manning.
Slot to the far side right. Snap to Manning on first down. Back to throw. Looks. Comes near side, and it is going to be ruled a catch near midfield.
I got to see that again.
By Mario Manningham.
If this is a catch, it's a miracle.
I got to see this again.
It's a miracle.
First down, Giants at the 50-yard line.
Ooh, that was unbelievable. All right, I'm tired of that game. No one wants to hear this crap. Let's move on. Can we move on to 2015?
Yeah.
76-yard touchdown?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's Brady fun. On the deep drop, stands in, fires down the middle for Gronkowski, makes the grab at the 45, go spinning board. Away from defenders. He's gone to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
We're working.
And a tie in the middle ends.
We're working on comeback number 39. And what I just tell you on first down after you move the 6, take the shot down the field. It's Gronk. It's Amendola. It's Gronk. It's Amendola. Who they free up down the seam, the big boy. What a route by Gronkowski, but how about the concentration? You got him back here, and you got Big Ben Clark, and they're going for the knockout shot. Gronkowski with full concentration on the football, and he finds a way to get it in. What a throw.
That's pretty good.
Brandon Merriweather.
That's fun. How about the game winner? What was the game winner? Do you remember?
I don't.
Okay, here it is.
Gostkowski in the staggered stance. Allen turns back to the kicker. Extends the right hand. The snap in the spot. Swing of the right leg. The kick is driven to the uprights. The kick is good! He got it! A game winner, perhaps. 1 second to go. The Pats have the lead by 1.
It's why you franchise kickers. You want to talk about clutch? You've had 2 of the best kickers that we've seen over the last 20 years for this organization. Steven Gostkowski is stones.
Nailed it.
54
yards. That was down there. That game was down there.
54 yards.
That wasn't the most important thing that happened that day.
That kept you at 10-0.
Yeah. What's the most important thing?
Edelman got hurt.
Oh, my God. That's right. Why don't you play another bad Halley, Jim?
Why do you have to bring that up?
That happened in that game, and that changed the season.
He went on IR, came back, had the screws put in, and he was okay for.
We might be
Chiefs
talking about
game.
4 Super Bowls in a row instead of 3 Super Bowls in
Thanks
a row
a lot,
appearances.
Jim. Thanks a lot, Jim. You know, we tried to get off the Super Bowl losses. We're trying to get off of that. And you bring it right back
It's just crazy how many things happen in these games when these two teams meet.
I know. It's just proving the point today.
Makes me nervous.
Memorable things happen when these two teams meet. They've had memorable, obviously Super Bowls are always memorable, but they've had memorable regular season matchups too. Whether it be 2007 when the Patriots did win, whether it be the 2011 matchup that we talked about, whether it be this one in 2015 that was obviously thrilling and exciting and featured a 54-yard field goal to win it. But, oh, by the way, Edelman got hurt. I mean, we went through all this stuff today.
Something
96, Dave Meggett with a, you know, punt return touchdown, the ridiculous catch by Troy Brown, the Ben Coates touchdown, The Patriots finish 11-5. They get a home playoff game. I mean, all this stuff. Stuff happens between these two teams. Shaughnessy wants to go back to shutting down Route 1, which, fine. I mean, you could do that, but...
Giants are 5-0 against the spread against the Patriots the last five meetings.
Jesus.
Odds Shark just tweeted that.
What's the odds tonight?
16-17, depending on where he is.
Speaking of odds, I have a bunch of different odds for you that I want to share with you, Scott Zolak.
Okay.
With you and all of our listeners.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing odds with you on not only the Patriots defense, but about the Patriots possibly losing a game versus another team. And some prop bets on Rob Gronkowski and his television debut tonight. You could place bets on Rob Gronkowski.
You think he's practicing right
television
now.
Debut. I will tell you about all of those coming up.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Tub. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Then Jarvis Green Ellis is the lone running back. Tight end on the left wing. Brady on first down from his own 6-yard line. Long count by Brady. Hand off to Nolan. Back to throw. Brady rolls to his right a little bit. Fires down the field. And it will be in.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs. The freshest flavors from land and sea. World-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up? What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, you see these t-shirts down at the Olympia Sports at Patriot Place? Zolak shirts for sale down there.
How much are they getting for those?
I don't know. You got a price on those, Jim?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
You can't miss the word Zolak, though. The font is gigantic on those shirts.
Yeah, it's a royal blue.
So is that a
Patriot Place tweeted out a picture of them.
So that's not the Patriots Pro Shop.
No. But Patriot Place, the official Patriot Place account, says new at Olympia Sports. They've got Teddy Bruschi, Steve Grogan, and Scott Zolak player tees. They're t-shirts.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go check those out if you're going to the game today. Gonna be a run on those Zolak shirts.
But you don't want to spend the money on a jersey. Buy a player tee.
I just hope they are gonna pay all their licensing fees on those. Wanted to make sure Zoe's getting his cut on those. Make sure they paying the right people.
How much money do you make off of each shirt that's sold, Zoe?
Each shirt. How much are you gonna get for each shirt?
Depends where the shirts are made.
Well, right now, say they sell one
like 75% fair.
No. How much? How much?
That's not how that works.
Here's what I'm asking. Let's say they sell one in the next 2 minutes. Yeah. How much money will you make from that shirt?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I'm efforting to find out.
Oh, I mean, could it be zero?
Could be.
Well, that seems illegal.
I'm going to have to send a cease and desist if that's the case.
Oh, we're going to get the lawyers on it.
We should probably get a couple of them shirts before we tell them to clear them.
Well, I think we should inspect.
I think it's very nice that the shirts are there, and I'm excited about it.
That is true, but there's also, I mean, there's that.
Hey.
There's that, but then there's also doing things the right way, the legal way.
Well, I think I'm sure they would do things the legal way there. Yeah, they're very legal.
Yeah, it's sort of like a big company.
Yeah, they're on team property.
Yeah, it's true, too.
Yeah.
Just got to make sure you get that payment.
Yeah, they take care of me.
I want to know what's on the front of the shirt. What's on the front?
Eat it. I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you know what would look great? In-
so they have one of each uniform, right? One blue, one royal blue, one red, and one dark blue.
Right. Yeah. I would love it if they put the old cursive Patriot.
Pat Patriot.
Yeah, the old cursive Patriot word mark on the front, which is no longer allowed anymore.
I got you.
Yeah, the cursive, which used to be in the end zones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
dished. That was a lot to paint, man. I used to watch those guys paint it, and I just stay there and stare at it. It's like when someone comes and cleans your floors.
Yes.
Yeah, your rugs, and you just, man, I could watch that all day. But they take them things on, they come in, they paint the outside, paint the edge, they dot it, then they fill it in.
They had to eliminate that because it was too feminine, I was told once. Yes. It's part of the reasoning behind moving on from that word mark.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I had someone tell me that once.
Oh.
A source. Yes. It's time to move on. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
No, I'd like that.
I mean, it was a little dated. I get that.
I mean, dated's one thing, but
I mean, the one now is very more, it's much more modern.
I didn't walk by and see it and say,
yeah.
You know, hey, feminine letters.
Yeah, it just didn't scream. Yeah. I guess it just didn't scream
hey,
football
ladies.
And tough.
It says, hey, ladies.
Like, I guess the new word mark screams, just carries a much more tough thing to it.
Yeah. Pats.
Yeah. Football.
Pats.
Yeah. And the new one looks better printed on an end zone or on a shirt or things. It does. It's much better.
Yeah.
It's a much better logo for merchandise.
Good logo.
The logo now is a better logo for things like that. I'll give them that. But for throwback purposes, put that on the front of the shirt.
I've got an answer on that.
Casey is with us today. Casey on the South Shore. What do you got?
Hey, I heard the show mentioned earlier about O.J. Howard.
Yes, O.J. Howard.
Mentioned about O.J. Howard. Not a bad thought. He's a total waste of talent down there in Tampa. Arians is a good offensive mind, but he's all about the receivers and all about the backs, and the tight ends are a total afterthought. He'd look great in a Patriots uniform. Total upgrade over Lacoste and Izzo. Look great. Second thought real quick. I heard the IR talk. I heard about Harry. Heard about Wynn. Heard about maybe Devlin. Where's the talk about Andrews?
And guys, he's done for the year. He's not coming back. I don't think you're going to see him.
He's out, done. That's too bad.
It is too bad.
And one last thought, guys. Please, no more giant Super Bowl replays.
You're Jim Moore, please.
Oh, my God. Killing me.
Yeah, Jim wanted to play Edelman breaking his foot. I thought we left that one out.
Yeah. Andrews can't come back. He was placed on IR prior to the 53-man being cut down. He's done for the year.
Yeah.
No Andrews coming back. So
plus with this condition, he's got to be on these things for a while.
Can't come back.
Yeah.
Can't come back. Okay. I wanted to get to these odds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On Rob Gronkowski making his television debut. But first, will the New England Patriots break the NFL record for allowing the fewest number of points in a season? The Baltimore Ravens set the record for fewest points allowed for which is 165 points, which was in 2000.
Like a 14-point average, basically.
The Patriots are on pace right now to allow 109 points.
Oof. I think it'll find water a little bit.
Their schedule will also get tougher.
Schedule gets tougher. Attrition.
The season also gets tougher as you go along.
Yeah.
Right? The more games you play, the harder it is to keep up this pace.
Sure. I think they'll beat it.
Will the Patriots break the record? Yes.
I do. I think
is plus 200.
Wow.
So if you believe it, go bet it. No, minus 300. Right now, those are the odds on that.
Hmm.
Also, who loses first?
AJ Styles.
The Patriots or the 49ers?
49ers.
49ers minus 2,000. Patriots plus 1,000. Yes.
Not a lot of people buying in on 49ers.
So,
I saw some people watch NFL Network late last night. They were doing NFC rankings, and a lot of them had 49ers at like 3, 4, and 5, even though they're undefeated. A lot of credit for Seattle and what they're doing out there and how Russell Wilson's playing.
Did they beat the Rams this week?
No.
Okay.
Rams.
There's your answer then.
Rams win.
So they get by them. They got the Redskins after that.
They then have the Panthers in 2 weeks, the Cardinals 3 weeks from now. So they've got like a mix of horrible teams.
Real quick here, you want to do a fun little exercise?
What
check out the Buffalo Bills schedule if you want to talk into light schedules.
They're going to the playoffs.
Buffalo will be in the playoffs, folks. Get ready for it.
I've been saying it.
Buffalo's schedule is unbelievable the next 7 weeks.
Okay, Rob Gronkowski, television debut tonight. Will Rob Gronkowski predict the Patriots go 16-0?
No. No, he won't touch that. Even he knows that. Even if he's scripted to do it.
Yes pays plus 300 right now. No is minus 300. Minus 500, excuse me. Will Rob Gronkowski spike a ball on the air?
No.
Yes is plus 225. No is minus 350.
I was going to say yes. He spikes something. Will he spike a cup or bottled water?
Will the broadcast team ask Rob Gronkowski about retirement?
Yes. Hey, Rob, how's it going? How's retirement? Sure.
Yeah, it depends on what you mean. Like, are you going to unretire and leave us here and go play for the Patriots again?
No, I think they'll ask him as far as in format as how are you enjoying retirement? Good to have you.
Yeah. Yes is the is an overwhelming favorite at minus 500. No plus 300. So they're expecting that he will be asked about his retirement.
If they joke around about him, oh, yeah, you're coming back soon, huh? You're only going to be with us for a couple of weeks. I feel less likely that he's going to come back if they actually joke around about it. If they stay away from it, I feel there's more of a chance he comes back.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, no, I do.
If they completely disregard the topic on the pregame show and don't mention anything
at all.
You know
why? You know why that would be the case? Because they would know that it's written into the contract that if Rob wants out to come back and play, we let him out of this contract.
But if they know he's not coming back, they can have
talk about it.
Carte blanche to joke around with him.
That's a good point. If they know he's done, yeah, they're going to F around. You're right.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that sort of dynamic is on those sets. Like, you think Jimmy Johnson
gives Fox Dynamics really low.
Like, you think Jimmy Johnson gives a bleep what's in Rob Gronkowski's contract? He doesn't care.
Well, they have to go over the block.
Hey!
They go over the block.
You going to retire? Like, yeah.
Yeah, but if they're talking in their pre-show meetings and say, listen, this is off limits.
It's off limits.
Okay,
right.
I guess maybe. Yeah. But why would they say it's off limits? Because he could unretire or because he's not going to retire?
Because he could come back.
But why would that then be off limits? Because he could come back. Why would it be? I don't understand why it would then
be off
limits.
I'm just saying, that's how I would feel. If I didn't see him talking about it, I would feel
I'm with you on that. I think the more and more he clowns around with it, the more he's not probably coming back.
You want a El Camino Breaking Bad movie prop quickly, Hardy?
Yes.
Will Jesse Pinkman die?
No.
No is minus 175. Yes is plus 140. That's pretty up in the air, though. That's not great. That's not a big shift either way.
I mean, did they want to do any more? You don't need to keep killing off main characters.
Jesse Pinkman, method of death. Will Walter White appear? I mean,
no,
that's a
lot. No, that's got to be.
Well, he could appear in a flashback. And he's in, we
oh,
know he's
I thought
in
you
the
meant
movie.
Like appear, like
we know he's in it.
Kill.
He was out there in Albuquerque filming for the movie.
So you guys
flashback
big,
stuff.
Yeah.
You guys are big Breaking Bad guys, huh? This is really worth watching. Like getting into it.
Well, if you watch Breaking Bad, you're going to watch it.
Never did, but
Breaking Bad is
something I should start watching.
Here's the problem. After hearing about it for so long, no way it will live up to expectations. It's good. It's a really good show.
So,
is it best show ever? No.
So
it comes out overnight tonight, right?
Yeah.
Comes out in the middle of the night?
Something like that.
After, like, I think that's the deal.
Should go after postgame.
Yeah, I could. Just, if I wanted to be dead.
Just stay up all night. By the way,
let's do that. Can we talk about Nate?
Yeah, Nate told me a couple of days ago, you remember Beetle, he said, hey, Hardy, you want a good movie? I said, yeah. He said, Joker. Like he was cluing me into something. But we have an update on his Joker take.
Really?
Yes.
You know why?
Which is what?
He didn't go to Post Malone the other night. You know why? Because he went to see the Joker again.
Again.
Twice.
He went and saw Joker again. And what is his updated take? Do we want to hear it from him or Jimmy? You just want to read
it
to us?
I want to hear from him. Speak, Nate.
He told me it was a good movie.
I'm going to say Joker is my favorite movie of all time.
How many movies have you seen, Nate? Four?
I've seen
Little Mermaid, Joker.
I've seen a few hundred. I've seen a lot.
Seen a lot of movies?
Entourage.
Joker is now his all-time favorite movie.
That's impossible. Something that's so currently out would be all-time favorite movie. Bigger than any Star Wars. He's laughing. Any Star Wars or... What are the kids like nowadays?
It's all-time favorite.
All-time
favorite movie.
Is it evil? Would Beetle be able to take his kids to it?
Probably not. No. I wouldn't do that.
I'd like to see that.
It's a terrible take. Let's go to Hardy's headlines.
Okay.
And we'll get back to one more segment of your calls. And then today's takeaway is coming up at 1:50. Go nowhere.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's go to your phones. Eric's in North Carolina. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up?
I just wanted to ask your guys' opinion on the take that, you know, I feel like, as opposed to 07, we're talking about the Giants game tonight. We had the number one offense. Yeah. Now you got the number one defense. Do you guys, from a football perspective, feel like that trying to go the distance and go 19-0, do you feel like it's easier to do that against with a defense that's number one as opposed to the offense? Because the way I see it, I feel like with an offense with the weapons, the way it's set up, it's easier to mitigate those factors and those players that make you so good as opposed to with a defense with all that talent and athleticism they have on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's better to have a decent offense and have one of those smothering type defenses, because the defense is going to give you opportunity after opportunity. I mean, he only got 3 points out of 2 red zone tries last week. And look how much he won by. You know, defense will flip the field for you quicker than anything. You'll get more opportunities to score. It's like the whole Kansas City thing. If you could play keep away from that team that's a high scoring offense, you got a chance to beat them. You really do. That's what the Colts did. That's what New England did last year. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call.
All right.
But I do feel that too many people are starting, and maybe I was just dead wrong on this, that I thought everyone was giving the defense credit, but maybe not. Maybe they're not getting enough credit.
Who's not giving enough credit?
Gil Brandt clearly is, and he can't understand how the Patriots are 5-0. What is that?
Oh, Jim Murray popping up on his Periscope.
What is he doing?
Traffic again.
Is he doing it while he drives?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he puts his phone down there.
But he still have to read it.
Oh, he's not like holding it. Like,
no, but you still got to look down and read it, right?
I would say it does qualify as distracted driving. They've done studies on this. Just having someone in your car talking to you is enough to distract you almost as much as being on your phone. It's true.
I should do that.
Distracts you.
Should not do that. I just love it because he's in traffic. That means he's in traffic and he's pissed. And he goes nuts.
He'll be all right. Yeah. He's got to get down to Gillette, but not until postgame.
He can go home and take a nap.
So you're saying he can get off the air at 5:30.
What time's kickoff?
Go home.
6 hours and
sleep.
40.
Have a meal of food.
Be human.
Wake up.
Be like a human.
Shower.
Yes.
Put on new clothes, then drive in to do the postgame.
He could go home at 6 p.m.
Yep.
Drive home.
5:30.
Yeah, he's off the air at 5:30.
That's
could
right.
Drive home.
Yes.
Have dinner.
Yes.
Take a nap.
Yes.
Wake up at game time.
Right.
Watch the first half, and then get in his car at halftime and drive to Gillette. Yeah, he could. You think I'm crying for him today? I'm not.
Pre-game begins. Under 4 hours from now.
All right, buddy.
I just got a short fuse on these days. You know that. I have little sympathy
for
anyone.
Go down early. Buy a couple shirts. Pick up a couple shirts for the kids.
You know my kids. My kids already have Zolak shirts.
I know. It's great. Red ones. It's awesome.
Paul's in Rhode Island. Paul.
Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey.
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 Zo, Hardy, and Bert.
Yep.
Listen, I have a dispute with a few friends of mine drinking some bitches in a man cave.
What?
When Caldwell dropped the ball, was that against the Giants or against the New York Giants?
No, we gotta not.
I'm not doing this today. Where's Ken and Lowell? I need somebody. I need Derek and Foxborough.
We're not doing that.
Talk about the Giants defense.
We talked about that game earlier today.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
It was in 2006. It was Indianapolis.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. Paul's in Plymouth.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey. What's up, man? How you doing down here?
All right. Good. I'm doing good. I just want to piggyback out. First of all, the Joker, don't see it. Do not see that movie.
It's a lot, Nate.
Do not see that
bad
movie.
Bad movie?
It's awful. Oh, it's awful. I almost walked out, but then there was one violent scene in that movie, so I kept it going. But that's not what I called about. I'm just giving you guys advice. Do not see that movie. It was horrible.
Good to know.
For Breaking Bad. Hey, so I'm looking at
the
49ers, man. They're so overrated. And the Seahawks are overrated. The Rams are going to win that division.
Seahawks are not overrated. Seahawks are playing good football.
Okay, but the Rams should have won that game. I mean, if he makes the kick. I know, but let's go forward. They play in L.A. again.
Yeah.
Who do you think comes out in that division, though?
I got Seahawks winning it.
You do?
Yeah. And Rams is a wild card.
All right. I got the Rams. All right. Dinner at Fabio's, the steakhouse.
What? Fabio's? They got the long hair?
Why do you like the Rams so much?
I liked them well. They won me money last year making the Super Bowl.
Okay, but that aside, what do you like about them right now when you watch
Fabio's.
Them?
I'm just saying I'm predicting them to come ahead and win the division because.
Okay.
I'd rather talk about that house in Braintree.
Halloween.
You got any update in Halloween House?
I don't think we have any update on Halloween.
I didn't get a chance to read the Twitter
stream.
You
do? You have an update?
No.
It's tough with the rain. Those inflatables.
What do you do with it? Yeah. What did that cat?
40 mile an hour winds.
That black cat gets all wet.
Well, it's even worse. You get a little rain and then a little frost. You get ice on top of some of those inflatables.
What do you store on it?
No. You just turn them on and they just blow up and then
not always.
Right,
you get enough snow and enough ice. You got to go out there and knock that stuff.
I know you're used to the Santa inflatables. There's not enough snow and ice at this time of year to worry
really
about that.
My inflatable actually moves. There's a
we know
the rotor.
We know
it actually spins.
Do you think after Halloween that Home Depot will be putting the sandworm on clearance?
I saw it.
How awesome is it?
It's awesome, but it's $180.
I know that's what's stopping me from buying it. Do you think the day after Halloween I can go in and get it like half off for next year? Because I will buy it at half off.
Oh, you're talking about Beetlejuice.
At $90, I'm in.
Yeah. The Beetlejuice one.
Maybe even if it were 25% off, I think I'd be in.
November 1st?
Costco has Christmas decorations.
It was worth it to know it was
for next year.
That's what I'm saying for next year. But knowing me, I'm like, a few more days. It's Halloween just happened. Let's get it out there, honey. Blow it up.
But it was worth it to know it was there and walk through with Blondie and point up at it. And I said,
sandworms. You hate them, right?
You hate them.
Don't you want me doing all this stuff in here?
Neil in North Attleboro has info on the Zolak shirts. Neil.
Hey, guys. What's up,
man?
How you doing?
What do you got in front?
So it's a royal blue Patriots logo, like the 90s, like blue color.
On the front, just the logo?
Yeah, that's all it is. I was hoping there was going to be a strip, but I used to work up there, but.
That's all right. It's still good. It has a logo on the front. I'll take that.
Oh, absolutely.
Still a good shirt.
Yeah, I met Zoe up there
much?
A few years ago.
How much? Do you know how much they're going for?
What's that?
I was working up there a couple years ago. I sold Zolak some socks after one of the shows you guys had up there.
Nice.
Come pair of socks. Nice.
How much
are those shirts going for?
I think I didn't ask the price, but I think they're going for $32.99. I mean, that's what the Nike shirts go for.
No. This is not a Nike shirt. We're not charging Nike price. I don't know, but I think. Well, what is it here? Do you know or do you not know?
No, they're not sure.
Well, then don't throw a price out there because you once saw a Nike t-shirt that goes for $33. That seems a little high.
Yeah.
I mean, it's officially licensed. So somebody's getting a licensing fee. Where does that fee go?
Matt's in Malden. Hey, Matt.
Hey,
Hey, just curious. Do you know if they're wearing their Royal Blue throwbacks tonight or?
No, they're not. They're wearing their Color Rush. Color Rush, navy blue.
Blue.
Goofy Color Rush. Excellent.
Yep.
That's it?
Very well.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
There you go. They are not wearing any throwbacks anytime soon.
Blue throwbacks.
They're not wearing those. There are rumors. There are fake reports. They're not wearing royal blue throwbacks. Unfortunately, we've lost that fight. Yep. Not that the team seems all that interested in wanting to take up that battle, though, either. So they don't want to wear them either. Where are the royal blues? Today's takeaways on a Marathon Thursday.
Coming up next. Well, it's a long day.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's sweet, funky stuff.
All right, everybody. Time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. They encourage you not to give up on losing weight. Set up your free consultation. Learn how easy losing weight can really be.
All right, we got three things to get to here. Wow. Why don't we start with one we didn't get to on the baseball topic today? I feel like we never talk enough baseball on this show. I wish we talked more baseball.
You talk baseball.
Yeah.
So I'll talk baseball during Bruce Arena.
Yeah, you got to the baseball discussion during... Yep. For Serena today. This was a Cardinals post-game speech. Epic post-game speech that happened.
This was Mike great. I Schilt, heard this.
Mike Schilt, Cardinals manager. The Cardinals win last night, and one of their players streamed the speech. This is sort of like an Antonio Brown situation, but in baseball, no one seems to care.
What I'm loving about this series is we played the game hard, we played the game right. We started some we finished the and that's how we roll. We don't start, but no one with us ever. All right? Now, I don't give a who we play. We're going to them up. We're going to take it right to them the whole way. We're going to kick their ass.
Yeah.
Let's go!
What a great to-the-point speech that is.
Think he made the message clear?
You don't really expect to hear that in baseball, do you?
No, you sure don't.
Just there it is.
Reminds me of Wally Blackman a little bit. Your head out of your ass.
Could anyone name the Cardinals manager prior to that speech last night?
No.
That's another question.
Why baseball needs more of this stuff.
And the first time I read it, I said, Mike Schmidt's their manager?
No, not Mike Schmidt.
The guy with the really bad mustache?
Not Mike Schmidt. Different guy.
Got the Walrus mustache.
You see the SCH and then you see the DT at the end. You just automatically think it's Schmidt.
Not Mike Schmidt.
Schmoit.
Let's get to Hardy doing a read today.
Oh, good read today.
Which one? I don't know what this is.
Oh, I'll get to it.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
Tom, as always, is brought to you exclusively by Macy's.
Macy's Columbus Day Sale, where you'll find everything and your space need for fall.
This fall, Macy's is about layering, playing up patterns, and working some color into your day-to-day look.
Find great deals on the boots you'll wear all season, the perfect accessories for any outfit, and
check out their It list for all the new stuff from your favorite brands and easy styling tips.
Going on now at Macy's.
Only at Macy's.
You guys got that down.
There it is.
Yeah.
Hardy, Macy's is happy with you today.
Isn't it about
learn from the master.
Isn't it about the time of year that Tom needs to take the kids over to Macy's to get some Halloween costumes?
That's right, Scratchy. We go shopping for all of our costumes at Macy's. After I get my free
steak.
That's
what everyone goes.
Free
they
steak
sell Halloween costumes at Macy's? I've never seen that section there before.
Well, they don't, but we just buy some 600 thread count Egyptian cotton sheets and they go as ghosts.
That's a good idea, Tommy.
Tom, since this interview is brought to you by Morton's, can you explain how the TB12 place down in Boston at Copley is the old Morton's Steakhouse location?
Love Morton's. Thank you. I love these things. Thank you.
Big steak from Morton's.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jim, you know, during the season, I like to eat red meat. And, I like to tend to eat more steak there.
Yeah, I just
I'm a lion during the season.
Well, Jim, you know,
I'm just expecting any week now. Yeah, it's our good friend Tillman Fertitta, and he loves communist China. You know we're going to get one of those thrown in at some point.
Tom, do you have anything to say about our exalted leader to the west or east? Yes, you could get there both ways, Tom. You go long enough, Tom.
One more, when the hosts aren't listening.
Oh,
from today.
No. How to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
So which one do you guys think is the smarter of the two? They're both talented. I lose you?
Wait, what's the question? Better?
Yeah, I was on my phone.
This has been How to Tell When the Hosts Aren't Listening.
When none of them are listening.
I legitimately had no idea what he was asking.
I didn't either.
The best part of that is, did I lose you?
Like, what?
I lose you?
You want to know.
Did he just call me Lucius?
He want to know who is smarter.
Lucius is a smarter football player.
AJ Green or... Tyler Eifert. I go, I have no idea.
I don't know.
No idea.
But then question? Zoe answered. He said Eifert.
Yeah, he goes, oh, Eifert.
I was on my phone.
But Zoe's reasoning is that, well, at least Eifert, we know, played for Charlie Weiss at Notre Dame.
And he would pick up the offense.
And he would have some sort of level of understanding of the offense. And I said, well, the thing that works against A.J. Green is a receiver coming from the system in Cincinnati. Patriots did that once with Ocho Cinco, and he had a tough time transitioning from one to the other.
And I think he was a better player. Better player than AJ Green.
All right, I'll be back in 3.5 hours. In the meantime, you can listen to Felger Mass. I'll catch you at 5:30. I'll be back. Okay?
Yeah.
So, see you in a bit.
You doing the post game too?
Yeah.
That's a long day for you, Beetle.
Long day, Beetle.
Have a great afternoon.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Noah says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati on a Thursday, October 10th, game day. Patriots, Giants tonight here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. We got the pre-game show. So we got you covered up until 5:30 when Beetle and Gasper take over to get you game ready for week six as the Patriots look to go 6-0 against the New York football Giants.
I thought you were going to say against the dregs of the league.
Well, it goes without saying. We got Tony Maserati alongside in the Maz chair, Big Jim Murray in our update studio here in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Just opening thoughts on the game. And I'll just say this by saying...
You go first.
Yeah. You know, my thought is that it's another another two-plus touchdown deficit. It's not point spread. It's not going to be a competitive game. It's a nothing game. And we've had a bunch of those this year. So here's another one. But I can handle it. I can handle it. I like exhibition football, Maz. I'm firmly on record as saying that. I sink my teeth into those August games like you read about. I follow them. I watch them. I tape them. I watch them again. I'm fine with exhibition football. We've talked about this, right? So I just have a longer exhibition season. I can still sink my teeth into plenty of stuff. I still think there's plenty of things to watch tonight, and I'm not even being sarcastic. I mean, this is glorious.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.